Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that sure does feel a lot like a Friday going into a holiday weekend. And coming out the other side, we're going to have kind of a big deal. Kristen Bry is going to be hosting As Goes Wisconsin, noon to 2 p.m., going to launch her on WAUK 540 a.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, the Shaw 101 FM. Kristen, appreciate you sticking around. Now I got to get a couple of hot takes out of you, sister.
All right.
Roe v. Wade. Let's start there. Roe v. Wade, got to be a gut punch. How would you describe it? How do you think it may change the elective cycle?
I certainly hope it changes it, because as I know you were saying at the top of the hour, the predictions of this, you know, the sweep that Republicans are expected to have in the fall, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. But what I'm interested in is the fact that I think this is potentially happening early enough that this is going to affect people in the next 5 months that didn't think that this would affect them, that are probably not largely political people. And, you know, I had people on Friday who, despite the leak, despite as much news coverage as I feel like there's been, they just don't consume that much news. And it's not because they're not educated people. It's just they have whatever their career is or their lifestyle of they're busy and just consuming as much news like it's cocaine. Like, I feel like we do, because it's also part of our job, but, you know, it's addicting to get those notifications. You're like, what happened now? And, you know, there's a lot of people who I don't think they've put it together of this is not just about people who don't want to be pregnant, especially in a state like ours, where what are our lawmakers going to say about investigating women who have miscarriages? Right? Because it was an illegal medical abortion because you found some pills, or was it a true miscarriage? What's going to happen with IVF? Because if life starts at conception, what about what happens to people who are using IVF because they want a baby, but IVF, you discard embryos? What happens for women? How close to death do you have to be for a doctor to be able to give you an abortion if you have an atopic pregnancy, or if your water broke at 19 weeks and you're potentially going to become septic? Like, this affects so much more than just the right-wing talking point that women who use abortion as birth control, which is total BS, because it is healthcare. And we're also a state that, what are we going to do with the kids? What are we going to do with kids that weren't wanted? We don't have paid leave. Daycare is more expensive than sending your kid to college. We have not expanded Badger Care. Like, we've done so little in this state for people who are already struggling with the kids that they have, that, like, my hope is that this activates more people than the people who are already obviously upset about this, and makes them realize that, like, all right, well, now if it's at the state level, let's try, despite our super gerrymandered maps, make a difference at the state level.
Okay.
That wasn't very funny.
Appreciate, sister, that you're putting down roots and you're back to Wisconsin. But I've got a 27-year-old daughter living in L.A., and love to see her. She's coming home this weekend. Very excited to see Kelsey Kidd. But if I were her, in the current state where abortion's illegal in Wisconsin, and, you know, she's a career woman, she's not ready. That's not a choice that some man or some government should make for her. So why would she want to live here? Why would I encourage her to come back to the Midwest and live under draconian 1849 laws? How do we keep them on the farm? You know what I'm saying, Kristen? Why?
I mean, truly,
how do we keep our best and brightest under these circumstances?
Yeah, I know. And that is, like, I always come back to, especially as someone who is a boomerang who left and came back. And I'm in a very fortunate position where the work that I want to do, I was able to, you know, as, you know, we talk about all the time on talk radio, it's a lot of men. So even the fact that I'm a woman who wants to do this, or the comedy aspect of trying to like take the Daily Show, but apply it to Wisconsin politics. Like there just wasn't a lot of people trying to do that, which is why I think I've been able to find so much success fast in Wisconsin versus, you know, hustling in LA to try to do the exact same thing. Cause there's so many more people doing the same thing. So, but that doesn't mean that there's a part of me that sometimes is like, wow, like what are we going to live under? Right. And especially if, let's say Tony Evers doesn't win again, and we go back to a government that is all secured in one party, are they just going to pass, not even just with Roe v. Wade, but a bunch of different laws that feel like maybe we should go live in Chicago?
It was pretty bad for a decade under the governance. Entirely Republicans had all the levers of power. The one thing I would point you towards, and everyone, I try to point this out, the most important race is probably the race next spring, at least in terms of outcomes. Well, we got to get rid of Ron Johnson, but we've got to win back the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If we don't have a fair court to go to, if you can no longer utilize the federal courts because eventually it could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's so bad that you get nothing but political decision after political decision. Well, we've seen that on the courts here for a long time as well. We could win the courts back.
Hagedorn kind of has a swing kink, it seems like, because he's despite his conservative views, he is kind of the guy that we hold out on. It's like, all right, is he going to actually vote with the law instead of an ideology? And he has a couple times, which has been like shocking. So if we can, you know, in 2023 in the spring election, mark your calendars, get not a Will and WMC backed justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that would certainly be a step in the right direction.
Well, don't think Hagedorn's such a high and mighty because he wrote Act 10.
I just like that swing kink.
That was clever. That was funny. So I'll let you work on a little material here, sister. Let's not get too serious because, you know, it's a big holiday weekend. But coming out the other side, I expect big things out of you. You got any guests booked up for next week? Now you got a big show, better start booking them.
So one of the things I'm kind of excited about, instead of having a consistent co-host like you and Dom, or how Luke and Brian have their show, I'm kind of excited to tap into, I've met so many interesting, smart people in Wisconsin since being back and having rotating co-hosts. And so having kind of someone with a different viewpoint, different background, different part of the state who can go through the day's headlines with me and maybe get a different take on what the person the day before said. And so, I got a lot of people already lined up for next week that are pretty excited to have a platform to get their voice heard.
Well, Kristen, I hope the audience looking forward to it. Tune in as goes Wisconsin with fine host Kristen Bry. It'll be like smoking crack on the radio. Just teasing, FCC, just teasing, you know, figuratively. Kristen, have a wonderful weekend. I'll listen for you on Tuesday. Again, the big show launches noon on Tuesday, July 5th. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Dom joins next.
It was great. It's crack. It gets you really